Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Hugh Weber is an SDPB contributor and the host of the Potluck Society. It's a weekly podcast that celebrates ordinary people bent on the extraordinary. If you haven't downloaded it yet, do so right now. Well, listen to Hugh first. Hugh, welcome.
Yes, stay with us. Don't go anywhere.
It's just so exciting. We're broadcasting live today from the SDPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Hugh's across the table from me. And who are you introducing us to us this week?
So a little bit of background. I've really focused on the Potluck Society being a series of stories that kind of live in the local section or maybe even the social column. So a couple of weeks ago, I asked my social network to send me weekly newspapers. I got a couple dozen newspapers from all over the state and really beyond. Oddly enough, no coincidence, it was actually my hometown newspaper in Milbank, the Grant County Review, that bubbled up the story for today. So this is where I first met Lex Munson. I'd never met her before. It turns out midway through the interview that her sister and I actually were classmates. I had no idea. I hadn't heard of Lex. But there was an article about her app and the company that she started, Punk Post, and there's one specific section that just kind of caught my attention. She says, connecting with one another and communicating is a human experience. It needs a human touch that digital forms just can't deliver. We truly believe that Punk Post is a communication revolution. Hmm. And so a little background on Punk Post before we get in, because it's not in the clips. Punk Post is simply an app that you send a text message to, and a beautiful handwritten letterpress card is sent to that person you love, care about, or want to send a card to. And so I asked Lex to just give us a little bit of background on where Punk Post came from and the theory and ideas behind it.
Your birthday comes around and you get like 50 people writing happy birthday on your Facebook wall, but it just doesn't feel, it's nice, but it doesn't feel authentic. Santiago worked at IDEO, and so he used to travel a lot like you did. And he was doing one presentation in Boston, which he was particularly nervous about. So I sent him a good luck, you're going to do great card to his hotel before he arrived. And they gave it to him when he checked in. And he's from Mexico, and so they don't have a very smooth working postal system. So he didn't, like, you know, you don't get much personal mail there. And he got the card and he was like, oh my gosh. I mean, I think we all get that feeling when you get a card in the mail, like this feeling like, I don't know, it's just like this really warm feeling. And it's strangely exciting because it's just a piece of paper, but it's, you know, someone took the time to like think of you and write out a message for you. So he was like really enamored with it. And he was like, I'm going to send like a message back. It has to be a card. So he was like, but then he was like, wait, where do I get a card? Wait, where do I get a stamp? Wait, do I even have a pen? So he was like, man, I have this good intention and I want to make her feel awesome, like she made me feel, but I can't do it. So he was like, how can we make this more like help you make good on your good intentions? You know, like so many times I think like after a dinner party or something, you just write a thank you text or a thank you email. But, you know, someone put a ton of effort into making your dinner. So maybe you want to like make them feel more special. I think like our big realization was like we have all these modern forms of digital communication, but communication and connecting with people is so human, and like the answer to that needs to be human. Yes, we still live these fast-paced lives. Yes, we can still do everything from our phone, but there needs to be like a human element in there. It just can't all be digital because something really gets lost in that.
Well, I don't know if you hear it, but Lex is a full-scale rebel. She's throwing a rebellion against the Facebooks and Twitters and superficiality of social media, which I'm still inspired by the conversation I had with her a week ago.
You know, millions of people are going to have the idea, why didn't I think of that? So she is real human beings who are going to script out the card for you. So she's using technology to rebel against the superficiality of social media, because tech is not the answer to everything.
Yeah, and everyone wins. She talks about how she gets messages from the people that send the cards, the people that receive the cards, and that she has dozens and dozens of people on a wait list to write the cards, because they're introduced into this really intimate moment where they're trusted kind of without question to receive these intimate moments of a new baby or a wedding greeting or a thank you or maybe an I'm sorry. and they get to make this thing beautiful and extra engaging, which is a pretty intimate place to be. Talk about deep human connection.
Yeah, and really one of those skills that you don't necessarily, you know, because there's an art element to it. There's a language element to it. You could fix someone's spelling to make it, you know, if they wanted you to make it more readable, all kinds of things.
Yeah, it was. So when I knew I was going to sit down and interview Lex, I actually sent myself a card through the service. And I sent it fictionally. I sent it from Abraham Flexner, my favorite guy from the 1930s.
Because why not?
And I get to the mailbox. And by that point, a couple days later, I've forgotten that I sent it. And I was gleeful as I'm sorting through my mail, through the bills, through the junk mail, and I see a hand-scripted envelope. I'm thinking, who loves me? I realized it was myself that loves me, which is maybe a different segment. But it was magical even when it was fabricated. And so then when after I finished the interview, when Lex sent me a card through the same service, it was so emotional. It really was. It was this depth of connection that was pretty magical.
But I think you hit on something there when you talked about who loves me and then you found out it was yourself, because as I was listening to the full podcast, my first thought was, that is how, because I send a lot of handwritten notes, that is how I would use it. I think the potential for sending yourself a note if you're having a bad day or something that you want yourself to know and having it go through that 2-day process. I've done some studying and journaling therapy, and I just think that's brilliant because you take it out of your notebook and put it through somebody else's hands. It comes back to you, and you say, that's exactly what I needed to hear.
Wow.
So that's
I hope Lex is listening because she should build that out. I agree. It did that for me.
Yeah.
And I think the conversation was beautiful because her husband Santiago, and that being kind of the seed for things. They work together. He was a designer at IDEO, an incredible, you know, company that's global, and they now spend this time together building this app and see dramatic scaling to it. That, you know, we can take it's the phrase I wrote down was good intentions.
Right.
I mean, I've got a box of cards that is this now this kind of receptacle of guilt because I get a card from my aunt or I get a card from my brother or I think I always got a card from this classmate. I better get them one. And it's in a box now. And all they do is remind me of those good intentions that I didn't follow through on.
But it all ties back into this sort of theme of connection. And you put Lex together in this podcast with another PhD student who's talking about the connections. Tell me a little bit about, we've talked about him before.
Yeah, so we featured Justin before. Justin Smith is a neuroscientist. He's a big data analyst for a large healthcare system in the region. But more than anything, he's a guy that knows how to connect. And he talks in his portion of the podcast about moving from Alaska to Montana to Sweden to South Dakota and how, looking back, those connections were very clear, but they were all deeply human. He saw the place he fit in into a group, and it ultimately has dictated his path for the foreseeable future. We went back to this idea and really wanted to tie together these threads of what is behavioral practice and what is actually innate to our humanity. So I asked Lex to share a little bit about what is about the physical that that makes this thing so special.
I don't know if it's so rare now, but, you know, I don't know if you do this, but I have a box where if someone sends me a handwritten card, my Aunt Kathy, every Christmas, she paints her holiday cards. So I like keep all those and sometimes I frame them. But even if people just handwrite a card to me, I like keep it in a box. There's just something awesome about having like a tangible card, piece of paper, and being able to open it and read a message. I don't know if there's science behind that or what, but it does produce a feeling. Or I think we open our mailbox so many times and we're like, just it's ads, buy this, buy that. And this is just someone reaching out to you, trying to connect to you and let you know that they're thinking of you, whether it's words of encouragement, a birthday, or just, I mean, some people just send silly things. But I mean, I occasionally take out my box of cards and you know, if I'm having like a crappy day or something, and I read them, and it really does help. And I don't really know what it is, but there is something with getting a physical card that is very, like, even if someone wrote me the nicest email in the world, I'm probably never going to read it again. Humans do want to connect with one another, and it's pretty simple, but we are creating tools so we connect with each other less. So I think, like, you know, moving forward, whichever direction things go, I do think that's going to be important. And especially, you know, now, especially when there's so much, you know, not to go political, but like turmoil kind of, I see like, you know, these connections between people and like communicating with each other is even more important now than ever, really.
So the good news, and she actually, having heard the podcast yesterday, she sent me a message. The good news is there is science behind it. There are these pleasure centers of your brain. Justin talks about it as the things that make us fall in love, where you kind of become addicted to another human being. Okay. These tangible in-person, whether it's around a campfire or through a physical card like Punk Post sends, actually do kind of light up your brain. They fill your heart in a chemical and physiological way that really does create that connection in a special way. So she was particularly validated by the fact that I found a scientist to say, you're absolutely right. This matters. This does something unique.
And it's more and more a modern concern, this sort of detachment from the real and the physical. So there's grandmothers listening right now going, honey, I got this covered. I send the birthday card to, you know, 10 grandkids. We want you to keep doing that.
Yeah.
And she inspires people to do that as well, to also, even if you didn't use her service, you're inspired now.
Yeah,
to
fill out
one of those cards on your own.
Yeah, that was a question I kind of tiptoed around with her because I felt like it was somewhat offensive or presumptuous. I said, you know, like, is there something lost when you outsource the writing of these cards? And she said, hey, If you're writing a card, we want you to keep doing that. And we're actually going to build out subscription services so you can get, you know, stamps and beautiful letterpress cards and get them regularly just to help facilitate what you're doing. But the vast majority of us are sitting on a bus today or driving in our car and realizing, crud, that aunt, my Aunt Brenda always sent me a card. That Aunt Brenda, it's her birthday today or it's her birthday in a week. And am I actually going to get around to it? But with a simple text, I can send something that I know will have much of the same benefit for her and fill her heart.
Now, well, if people could, you know, we're on the radio now, but the radio is the most visual story of all, because as you're putting this sort of picture of what Hugh and I look like in the studio, Hugh's got his cards from Punk Post in front of him. He's got a real live print newspaper in front of him. I've got this fancy journal that I took notes on last night when I was sitting outside my daughter's cello lesson, listening to your podcast with my fancy pen. So these are people who really appreciate the tangible and the physical and quality around us, from a weekly newspaper to you know, fancy paper. And
we are so counterculture. We are foot soldiers
and
in the Punk Post Rebellion. No, one note I do want to make, and it's the action antidote for the episode, is that when you download Punk Post, which is in iTunes and Google Play, your first card is actually free. So the encouragement I would make to anyone out there is this is an incredible opportunity to send a card to someone you care about for absolutely no cost. I look at these, and these will sit on my desk for a year, these two cards, one that I sent myself and one from Lex Munson. And I think it's an incredible opportunity to just reach out and send it to someone you love or send it some self-love. Send it to yourself.
Send yourself
and
some self-love.
Send
Good
yourself
therapy.
An encouragement. That's
your,
right.
Your own little therapy. We're going to put some pictures of those cards online. Before I let you go, Hugh, I took your action item in a different direction. I did not download the app yet, although I think it sounds wonderful. But I wrote you my very own card. So I'm
Amazing.
Handing it to Hugh Weber. Go ahead and open it with
Amazing.
The sound of paper by the microphone.
Yeah, yeah.
You can read it. It's fine.
Oh, this is great. This is great. You are fantastic. This is it's amazing what these small things do, right? I think that's what we've tried to do with the Potluck Society is point out the small things, because there are big things. We can build buildings and we can, you know, build bridges between cultures, but we can also just exchange a I'm getting emotional on the radio. We can also just exchange a card that says what you're doing matters and what you're doing, who you are matters. And I think that those things have incredible ripples.
All right. I'm glad that you're with us here. You're with me last night on the podcast as I sat with my little earbuds in. So you can download episodes of Hugh Weber's The Potluck Society wherever you get your podcasts, or you can find it online at listen.sdpb.org. Hugh, thanks for being on the SDPB team.
Thank you so much, Lori.